This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We've seen the number of coronavirus cases explode to over 5,000 in Michigan, and some of the most vulnerable are the inmates that are locked in prisons, jails, and juvenile detention centers. As of yesterday, there have been 58 prisoners and one parolee to test positive for coronavirus, according to the Michigan Department of Corrections. Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Sunday took note and passed an executive order aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19 and lockups across the state. Joining us on the WEMU phone line this morning is Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton, and thank you for the time once again today. I appreciate it.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the specifics of the governor's executive order issued yesterday, I want to get a sense of what we're dealing with locally. As I understand it, there are no confirmed cases of COVID-19 among inmates at the Washtenaw County Jail, correct?
That is correct.
What about your deputies and jail and office staff?
So far, we have been blessed. We have not had any positive tests. We've had a number of staff off with symptoms, and we follow the public health and CDC guidelines, but we have been fortunate to this point.
Has it been enough staff that has had to self-quarantine after having symptoms that it's impacted the service abilities of the department?
No. From a service standpoint, we've been able to provide the same service, just done it in a different way. But we have anticipated. Our administrative team has put together certain thresholds. So 10% below staffing, 15% below staffing. We will then implement different measures that we put together. And I just want to mention real quick, we've also had conversations countywide. So with all the law enforcement leaders countywide, we have done very similar things. We reach certain thresholds, we will enact our mutual aid pact, and we will then change our operations to support each other.
So there's not only day-to-day plans, there is long-term planning already underway and in place, and that is certainly good news. You mentioned testing. Do you have access to testing for those in your charge who present with any symptoms, given the close nature in which you have to work with the public and which inmates have to work with everyone else?
Unfortunately, no. So my crusade now is just that. I think our governmental leaders at the state and national level, but I'm appealing right now to the state level, They have to take action. I'm not saying that our staff or law enforcement or corrections first responders are any special than any of the other first responders. All first responders need to be prioritized for testing. Because if they're not, and we follow the guidelines and we have to put staff off for 7 to 14 days, it will drastically impact our ability to deliver service. And that does challenge public safety.
Our conversation on COVID-19 and jail operations continues with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton on 89.1 WEMU. I do want to touch on the governor's executive order that was issued yesterday. It includes temporarily suspending transfers of inmates to and from state prisons. It calls for new risk reduction protocols for jails and lockups, including screening everyone who enters, restricting visitors, limiting off-site appointments, creating a plan for incarcerated persons with symptoms, providing staff personnel with protective equipment, practicing social distancing, and minimizing crowding. Now, there's a whole lot in that order. Let's start here. Have you been releasing nonviolent offenders from jail early to reduce the inmate count and the crowded conditions?
Sure. We started that several weeks ago. David, last year, our average daily population ranged anywhere from 365 to 385. As of today, with two more incarcerated individuals getting out, we'll be down to 219. Let me say this really quick, my commentary on this. Is there was an opportunity for us to do this collaboratively with the governor. Maybe the governor had to put out the executive order as it relates to the Department of Corrections, but sheriffs throughout the entire state have already been enacting all of these measures. And if you take a snapshot of the population of inmates across this state, the population has gone down drastically, and it is because the sheriffs took the lead and started putting these measures into practice 3 to 4 weeks ago.
Have you had any feedback from the public expressing concern that why are all these inmates getting out early and is the public safety at greater risk as a result?
Sure, you'll get a comment, especially on social media, but here's what people have to understand. We haven't changed any practices. We've just, in my opinion, done the things we should be doing anyway. We do risk assessments of people. So there still is no one that's been let out that their risk assessment showed that they were a danger to the community. And I also want to add this. The only thing that changed is some sentence reduction. So someone went from 60 days left to go in jail till they got out. So the 2 months make them any more dangerous than they were if they stayed for two more months? And again, we did an assessment. and the assessments have shown, and the judges concurred because they made the final decision, and I support all the judges' decisions to let people out and reduce from cash bond to PR bond. And remember, PR bond and cash bond is not about the level of dangerousness of a person. It's really about whether we believe that they will show up for their next court date. And all the studies have shown that cash bond does not motivate someone to go to court any more than if not. Matter of fact, the studies show that not being in jail and being on a PR bond actually enhances people's return back to court for their court date. So I'll say again, we have not put the community in jeopardy. Matter of fact, we believe that we have enhanced public safety because we start to reduce the possibility of COVID-19 being in the jails of those individuals. They're going to be returned right back into the community anyway, so we don't want to return them back into the community infected.
Because of this, is that perhaps a silver lining that if this proves successful, that once we're beyond the COVID-19 outbreak, that this can become general practice and more accepted and potentially keep the jails less crowded?
David, you're singing my song, and I'm going to continue to say this. So for people that have concerns, for people that are advocates, let's just make sure we track the data. Let's make sure we get away from stereotypes and fear and panic around who's getting out and who's in jail. Let's just track the data. And I will argue that the measures that we're putting in place, the decisions that we're making now in this era of coronavirus, are the same practices we should be embracing after we get out of this situation. I believe it's the right thing to do, and quite frankly, it is very consistent with the movement that we've seen around criminal, social, and racial justice reform.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Washtenaw County Sheriff Jerry Clayton. Now, visitation is limited. Is it completely off limits at this point at the Washtenaw County Jail?
Yes, it is. Yes. We closed down our service desk to outside folks. It's consistent, again, with the governor's executive order. What we've done is we've worked with our telephone provider to increase the number of phone calls that incarcerated individuals can make. They get now two free phone calls of 15 minutes per week per individual.
And is that kind of taking care of any concerns you might have had about inmate morale?
Yeah, I think, I'm worried about everybody's morale. I'm worried about the staff's morale. We really follow an operational philosophy that the more you keep people engaged, the more you keep them productive, the more likely they are to meet your expectations in terms of how they're going to behave and function in the jail. Our challenge now is we suspended all programming. We suspended all visits. So we have to be in tune to the morale, the attitude, the climate that's in the jail to make sure that we don't have individuals that are now frustrated with nothing to do, and then the behavior is not consistent with what we set out for everyone in terms of expectations.
And you mentioned you're concerned with the morale of everyone. How is the morale among your deputies and staff?
Well, let me tell you something. Through this, it reaffirms the spirit and the nature of people that do this work. So police, corrections, healthcare workers, the people that stock groceries, all of that. But for our staff in particular, I got to tell you, David, I could not be more proud. Our staff continue to step up to the plate. And let me just tell you something really, really quick. So we have now suspended all vacation. We have suspended all benefit time off except for a personal day that they can take here or there. We have moved from a police services perspective to 12-hour shifts, which is a difference in most of our police services. We have plans to do the same thing in dispatch or corrections if our staffing levels get to the part where we have to. They're working with minimal PPE, so my next appeal is we have to get our act together and get PPE in the hands of people that come in contact with potential infection every day. To do anything less than give our staff what they need to do their job is just unacceptable. And I've reached out to the governor, I've reached out to legislatures, and we will continue to advocate to put the equipment in our people's hands. But nonetheless, they continue to show up to work, do an outstanding job to do what they need to do to keep the people of Washtenaw County safe.
And as you mentioned, they're doing more and more and getting less and less in return, at least for the short term. That would include the good folks at the dispatch center. I'm sure they're being overwhelmed. Is there a way for the public to help alleviate some of the stress and overwork they're going through?
Another good question, yes. There was a lot of questions about the executive order, not this last one, but the previous one from the governor. And let me just say this. I support all of our executive orders. They've been measured. They've been thoughtful. They've been incremental. And I think that's the way we need to do this. People were confused in terms of how that enforcement was going to go. So once again, all the law enforcement leaders got together. We discussed. And people can still call in the 911, but we're asking them to be measured in those calls. So if they see large gatherings that they believe are compromising public safety, if they see a business that they believe is compromising public safety, if the behavior is so egregious that they're concerned, then call in. But we're asking them to be judicious in their judgment around this. We're still getting calls for service. Our staff is still doing the other duty. Now you add on those calls, it just makes it a little more challenging. So we're asking the community to cooperate with us and really be measured when they make those calls to report what they believe to be violations of the executive order.
Well, Sheriff, as you well know, things change on a day-to-day and even hour-to-hour basis, so let's plan on talking again next Monday morning.
All right, David, thank you again for giving me an opportunity to share what's going on in Washington County.
That is Sheriff Jerry Clayton. For more information on this topic and to access all of WEMU and NPR's coronavirus coverage, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.